Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We were just discussing, as you know, the return of sports, and I wanted to know, and you're going to be a little biased because it was your job, but how important do you think it is for sports to come back in this moment?
Well, I think as a fan, I definitely would love sports to come back. I mean, sports will come back in a lot of different way in terms of no fans, but just being able to watch it on TV and follow your team, especially the success that our teams have had over the last two decades and the season that the Bruins were having and the Celtics were on a good run was exciting times to come. Right now, the Bruins would probably be, we'd be hoping they'd be playing in the finals, but this long delay and because of the corona, the stoppage in play. But I'm happy to hear that sports are talking about coming back. And we know we won't be able to go to the ballpark or the garden to watch these games, but still, watching it from home would be a nice relief in terms of what we've been watching. I think I'm all done with Prime, Netflix, and everything that I've been watching.
I know.
Sports would be fun to watch.
Speaking of fans, do you think that has any effect on the players when it comes to the NHL playoffs, which, by the way, I'm most looking forward to being back? To me, that's the when it comes to playoff sports, that to me is it. But do you think, you know, playing and getting that, whatever you get from the fans, like a home game in the Stanley Cup Finals, do you think that has any effect on the players?
Well, it'll definitely be different. It's like practice, scrimmage, or whatever. The noises are so different. When there's a full house in the building, you don't hear the little things. Maybe people talking out there, or the sound of the puck off the stick, the stride of the skate on the ice. All these things will be so much louder now and so much different for the players playing. It's one thing scrimmaging and practicing, but now you're going to be playing Stanley Cup playoff games for something that really means a lot. So it'll be very interesting to see how the players adjust or what they think about it, because it's certainly going to be different.
And do you feel like, Ray, with the Bruins going into this being first overall, that they got jobbed a little bit by the format?
Well, you can't say they didn't. Working that hard, being first overall, having the success that they had, and you think that would account for something when they'd start up again. But when you think about them being first, and they could maybe be slotted fourth after this round robin with the top four teams, that's a lot different than being first and then playing the worst seed and then kind of moving up from there. So hopefully, I would have liked to seen just the top eight teams in both conferences, and you go from there.
And when it comes to this season, do you think that there has to be some kind of an asterisk as a part of it?
No. Whoever wins is going to be the winner. It's one thing if you award the Stanley Cup to the Bruins just after a regular season. I think then there'd definitely be an asterisk next to it. But playing four rounds of the playoffs, let me tell you that at the end, the winner certainly deserves the Stanley Cup, and no asterisk next to it for sure.
And did it probably didn't surprise you because you spent so many years in the NHL, but were you surprised by the way Major League Baseball players, some of them, reacted in with their public comments on coming back? I mean, you didn't hear from anybody NHL-wise who didn't want to return immediately. Did that surprise you on the baseball side of things?
Well, you've looked at the history of negotiations with baseball and the players and their their union has certainly been the strongest in terms of any major sports. They're still playing without a salary cap, where every other sport is playing with a salary cap. You look at football, and the only thing that's guaranteed is your signing bonuses in that game. At least hockey and basketball, you've got guaranteed contracts. But baseball, it's always been a tough negotiation in terms of whenever anything's come up that way for them. So I'm not surprised. And I just hope they figure it out, because I don't think it'd be a good look for baseball.
Ray, I know that you guys have, foundation-wise, an event this weekend of a virtual road race, and it's a 7.7K, which, of course, Curtis is the elite runner amongst us. He could set set a PR if he wanted to.
Right.
But
everybody wish I was wearing number 22 or number 11, right?
Yes. 1.1 would be better than 7.7. But you can if you want to participate this weekend, begins Friday morning, and you can walk, you can run, or you can do any activity. Correct.
Yeah, we were, we've started at Bourque Family Foundation 5 years ago, and we had the golf tournament for many years, but this would have been our third annual road race that's always held at Ferncroft Country Club. It's 7.7 kilometer run, or a 5K walk, or a 1 mile run. And, just because of the circumstances this year with the corona, we decided to go virtual and doing it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and picking anything you want to do in terms of any kind of activity. We just want you guys to be part of what we're trying to strive here in terms of all the funds are going to the Massachusetts Nurse Association that have been on the front line throughout this whole coronavirus thing. And a lot of these nurses, a lot of these people involved and what they've been doing, haven't seen their families in weeks and stuff. So for us, that's the cause that we picked. We're hoping to raise a lot of money and have fun doing it. If you want to go play golf, if you want to have a bike ride, if you want to just walk for 5K, walk for a mile, run for 7.7, you want to run a marathon, go ahead. We just love everybody to try to participate and raise funds for a great cause. And this is definitely different for us this year, but we've decided to go virtual like a lot of people have. And we'll have fun doing it, because our event was always based on bringing people together and having fun, not only during the race, but after the race. We've always had a big stage set up, and we'd have live music, and we'd have hot dogs, hamburgers, and ice cream for the kids after everybody would hang around for a couple hours. And this year, we're still going to try to create that kind of atmosphere with my son-in-law that's going to be playing music on Facebook Live. And at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, people want to join in, and people that have experience our races in the past and want to keep the ritual in terms of the fun and the music afterwards, you certainly could jump in. So if you go to BourqueFamilyFoundation.org, you'll hear all about it. And we'll have a good time and continue doing the good things that we've been doing. And we have three events a year, and the road race is one of them with this weekend coming up. So,
well, Ken will be getting his daughter a virtual ice cream. Because that is the
I know you guys
definitely.
That's the safest way to do it. That is the.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Ken is paranoid.
I know what you're talking
Ray.
About.
You know. Ken is. He's absolutely
love
paranoid,
you, Ray.
Ray. He's paranoid. Oh, also, because you can speak to this when it comes to Tresca in the North End. How are you guys doing during all this, Ray?
Well, like you know, it's been tough. We've been able to stay open with takeout, and I've got to give our chef a lot of credit for being so creative in terms of coming up with different concepts and takeout. He's been putting pasta sets together, pizza kits to take home. He's created this dish for a family of four with chicken cutlets already ready with our Tresca sauce that's actually out in all the market baskets and Roche Brothers and coming up soon in Big Y stores that, thank God, you know, we've been able to kind of stay afloat through our sauces and our takeout. Nothing compared to being open like we were, but we're hoping to hear some good news this weekend in terms of opening for outdoors. And you know, we do have the best table in the North End.
Yeah.
It's outdoor, table for two, table 77, that we'll certainly be using, plus the sidewalk. So we're anxious to get going and slowly get started again.
Well, yeah, I think the state is going to let you know on Saturday that you can open up that one table outside up on the upper table. You'll be able to open that up.
Yeah, hopefully we get a little more leeway than that. So we're hoping on some good news on the weekend.
All right, Ray. Well, if you want information on this weekend, then you can go to BorkFamilyFoundation.org and get information and register. And I'm glad you called this morning. And we will prediction on the cup. You want to be on record? You think the Bruins win it?
Well, I'm a homer, so I certainly thinking the Bruins will do really well, so I hope so. But it'll be different. You know, everybody's starting from, starting up new. So,
yeah.
You know, the Bruins had so much momentum going. You would have loved to see this kind of play out to see, because what we lived last year and, a few other years, them getting to the finals and winning a cup in 2011, just makes for great times here around Boston.
All right, Ray. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.